Hello everyone and welcome to Journey to Success Radio, a show featuring people and companies who are making a positive contribution to the world. This show will help you learn how to apply success principles in every area of your life so that you can make the most out of your skills and talents and accomplish more of your goals. To find out more about the show, please visit www.journeytosuccessradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio. My name is Tom Too Tall Cunningham. I am a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor and inspiration ambassador for MWR Life. You can find out more about me at a couple of websites. One is Tom, the number two, and Tall, TALL.com. I'm actually 5'1", so you'll see the humor in that. The other one you can find me at is thinkandgrowrichcanada.com. Think and Grow Rich, of course, you know, is one of the top 10 best-selling nonfiction books of all time, over 100 million copies sold at this point. So that's a good one to look up, thinkandgrowrichcanada.com. Today I have an amazing guest who is right up my alley as far as what I focus on as far as my working day. Cheryl Schofield is the follow-up specialist, helping clients develop a systematic approach to stay connected to the 5th to 12th contact where 80% of your sales are won. The fortune really is in the follow-up. It just doesn't happen by coincidence. I know this. Cheryl knows this. You're going to learn about this. As a prospecting expert, Cheryl trains and speaks on list building, sales lead management, and business networking globally through both online summits and live training seminars. She's the CEO of Kickstart Your Company, which is also the website, by the way, kickstartyourcompany.com. If you can't spell any of those, you need something other than us. Kickstartyourcompany.com, a business development training and mastermind company. Ooh, love masterminds. It's Napoleon Hill principle. They're dedicated to increasing sales opportunities to make prospecting profitable. She's a developer of the Business Growth Positioning System, an advanced in-person as well as online marketing method that harnesses every contact and packages your expertise into a sales-winning formula of connected conversations that kickstart your company. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And as I said, this is like right up my alley. And almost, I got my pen and paper handy because I need this too, because now 3,600 Facebook, 3,500 yeah. LinkedIn, and 5,600 Twitter, plus everybody I meet whenever I go speak. I saw on your website about business cards. I bring them home. I email them all. But after I speak and email them once, I'm not necessarily following up with all of them in some form. I try to add them all to social media, but it gets overwhelming. So let's talk about this amazing subject. And first of all, I always like to ask people, because I'm a Napoleon Hill person, how did you come to this purpose in your life? Because I doubt when you were young that your parents or yourself said, well, my little Cheryl's going to be the follow-up specialist and help people build and grow their companies. So how did you get to this point where you are working in your own company, helping people do what people like myself do and spend a lot of time trying to do and learning to do?
Thanks, Tom. I think, you know, like anybody who has developed a passion or, you know, discovered what their passion is, it came out of frustration because you were frustrated trying to follow up with all these people, you're collecting all these business cards, and yet you may not be seeing the result you thought you would have or that, you know, maybe were alluded to or you feel you should be having. You know, most of my experience, Tom, is with small and medium-sized businesses, supporting sales reps. Also was a sales rep on the road myself. So when I started my business, I started using the techniques that we had been trained as sales reps, but I was really finding that I wasn't really getting the results that I was promised or I thought that I would get. I started, being of the investigative nature, I started going about getting as much information about how to follow up and how the internet, because we were at that time at the beginning of the 2000s, we were getting so much growth into technology, and it was so changing the way that we went about building our business. So I went on a whole learning expedition to figure out how to solve this problem. And of course, as with, you know, other people who have gone on a mission, I found that a lot of the information was scattered about in various places. So I put together a system to make it easier so that I could use it in my business. And then out of that, of course, other people see that you're doing what you're doing and they ask you if you could help them. And that's how I developed the business growth positioning system. It really came out of frustration.
It's like P.T. Barnum, I think, said, do something so well that people come to see you do it, and then they invite other people to come and see you do it. And so that's kind of what you're doing. You had enough success with it yourself that people ask you, oh, wow, can you do that for me? And then a few other people, and now you've got a business. And one of the things I have a challenge with, and maybe you can help me with, I guess I've always believed that CRM systems are the be-all and end-all of keeping all your contacts in one place. It's getting more and more difficult, but how does a busy person keep all of their contacts? Where do they keep them? Where they can ensure that, okay, next email I send, I schedule a follow-up for this person. Next conversation I have, I make sure to schedule a follow-up. What's the best way to do that, and for the least amount of money, I guess, for a small business or an entrepreneur?
Right, you know, and I do think that that is a challenge. A lot of my clients are valiantly have set up their LinkedIn, they set up their Facebook, they set up their Twitter, and it can get very confusing. But you, being a purist and being an administrator at heart, a systems person at heart, I always want to start with a CRM. This is a customer relationship manager, and there are various ones available. I often suggest to my clients, they buy a program, a software they can get for themselves on their own computer. ACT is one, A-C-T, Activities, Contacts, and Time. It's been around for a long, long time. You can still buy it. It's about $300, would be a downloaded software that you can put directly onto your own computer, and it's a one-time purchase. The reason I suggest this for my clients is that while you're building your follow-up system in the background, you don't have to be paying an exorbitant online price. You know, a lot of times the CRMs that are online cost a certain amount a month on a monthly basis, and that monthly fee can add up pretty quickly in the preliminary stages where you're maybe getting all your contacts together in one place, or, as I said, you're developing your follow-up process in the background. You know, a lot of people are using Constant Contact, but let's just be clear, that's an email marketing program. It's not a database. It's not a CRM. There is a great online CRM that works with Constant Contact, and it's called Solve. S-O-L-V-E. And it's a fairly low-priced online CRM. And it's very powerful. I've been using it for the last year and a half, actually 2.5 years. It has a lot of different aspects to it, where you can set up reminders, which is what you had mentioned, so that every day when you open your database, it'll tell you, you need to follow up with this person, you need to follow up with that person. So all your information is not on sticky notes, not on business cards, but it's actually in a system that's going to help you to duplicate your time, which is what we want to do, is leverage the technology to help us to multiply our time.
I love it, and I find it somewhat funny that you recommend ACT, because I interviewed Mike Muni, co-founder of ACT for Journey to Success Radio last year, and I have both used copies of ACT legally and illegally, and as he said, millions of people have used, when it was back in those days, illegal copies of it. But ACT is an amazing one. It's been around forever. It's often credited with being the creator of the CRM or relationship management software, and I love it as well. I also love Salesforce. a very well-established one, and anybody pretty well in business will know of Salesforce. And so let's get to mistakes and challenges. Mistakes and challenges, because I made a lot. I've been doing this, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 years now when I started my website, so I made a lot of mistakes. But you must have been able to narrow down what is the number one mistake people make when they're following up with someone.
Oh, that's a great question, Tom. I really think that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the number one mistake is that people are trying to close too soon. You know, there are a couple of different kinds of follow-up. One is certainly when you're making a sales presentation and questions come up during that sales presentation and people ask questions and you're following up to answer the questions and then to try to close the deal. Most of the follow-up that I focus on and most of the follow-up that I find people are struggling with is much earlier in the sales process. And it's pretty well right after the first contact conversation. You don't know this person. And so initially, you're going to have to answer those first level questions about what your business is all about, who you are, why you have great expertise, maybe a bit of your credentials. People want to know who you've done business with. They want to see those testimonials that you have on LinkedIn. And so all of those things are ways that you can follow up, because sometimes when people hear 5th to 12th contact, they think, oh my gosh, how am I going to follow up for that long? Believe me, you have lots of resources to follow up. You don't need to try to close people as soon as you meet them after a networking event or as soon as you meet them after a trade show, you know, to build relationships. On the other hand, once you have a good system, you've developed a system in the background, you don't need to be running all over town to develop that relationship. A lot of it can be done online. Again, we want to leverage the technology that is available to maximize and duplicate our efforts so that we can really get more results.
I love it, and I agree so, so much, because think of 8 to 12 contacts. People could be freaked out. They might think that's 8 to 12 phone calls, but I could retweet somebody. I could like one of their tweets. I could comment on one of their tweets. I could like one of their LinkedIn posts. I could comment on one of their LinkedIn posts. I could join one of their LinkedIn groups. I could email them. I could leave them a voicemail. I could leave them a message on Facebook. When you combine all those different resources just as a way to keep your name and what you do in front of their consciousness, these are all follow-up methods, aren't they, that you can use instead of making like 8 to 12 phone calls?
Yes, absolutely. Because what everybody fears is making that cold call. And the reason why it's cold is because you don't have anything to talk about, because you're trying to get something before you've given something. And you have lots of things that you can give, which are many of the things that you've just mentioned, because everybody needs to say, high five, great post. Everybody needs to have that pat on the back, and you don't see anywhere near enough of that going on in social media.
I totally agree. And like, if you like someone's post on LinkedIn or retweet it on Twitter, it gets that person's message out into the universe, into a bigger way, into your universe. It's kind of a way of doing a service for someone or a favor for them or doing something for them in advance of asking them to do anything for you. And so when you have a good social media following and you like something or share it or retweet it, you are really doing some prospecting for the person as well. And so they will recognize that and appreciate it, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely, they will. And that's how you build trust. And people want to do things for people that they like. People who have done things for them, people want to reciprocate. It's the number one glue of society and one of the highest internal motivators that people have is to reciprocate. If someone has done something nice for you, you feel motivated to want to do something nice for them.
You got me laughing, because that's I interviewed Robert Cialdini, so I speak at the Art of Leadership in Toronto and interviewed him. He wrote the book Influence, and one of his strategies or things he wrote about is that reciprocation, where he would watch in the airports where used to be Hare Krishna, as they were called, and they would hand out roses to people. And he said, even though people would throw the rose in the very next garbage can, they would still give them some coin or change out of their pocket, just out of the feeling of reciprocation for the rose, which probably didn't cost a lot. And so people feel compelled. Somebody does something for you, you're like, okay. If someone retweets one of my posts, like probably within a few days, I'm looking for their posts to see if I can retweet theirs. I feel I owe it to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is how we meet our next great strategic partner.
Right, exactly. Cheryl, let's start now with the number one challenge people face when following up. There's so many challenges for following up. Voicemails, how many do you leave? How long? What do you leave? What kind of email? All different things that people face when following up. But you've been able to narrow it down, I hope, to one, the number one challenge people face when they follow up.
Yeah, it's that overwhelm. I mentioned it before. It's like coming back from a networking event, you're looking at all these business cards and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, there's so many different people and they feel that they need to develop a different method for each one of those people, a different conversation. And you really don't. At this point, so early in the conversation when you've just met somebody, if you have a template that you've made that sounds very conversational, you can certainly personalize it with something specific that was in the conversation, if you remember that. But just send everyone a nice to meet you and offer them something. I know for myself, I would offer a free business growth strategies report. Here's a link to it. I would offer them a free, what's your number one question? Something, and then say, I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to call you. Now when you're calling that person, it's not a cold call. And you don't need to feel that you're a pest and that you're being salesy. When I did my surveys, that's what people said. They don't follow up because they feel that they're being a pest. So they don't know how many times to follow up. But as we've mentioned, there's lots of different ways to follow up. You don't need to feel pushy and salesy, especially if you're being of service.
Exactly. I totally agree. And you're not trying to sell on every conversation. You could be trying to introduce them to something, promote something they're doing, notice something that they posted. And so, like what you started at the start, don't start trying to sell them something. Eventually build a relationship so they ask you, how could I help you? Or what do you do? Or, you know, what can I do? Yeah, what can I do to help you? After you serve them, help them, establish a relationship with them, at some point they're going to ask, or you're going to feel comfortable asking, well, you know, do you or anyone in your company look after this or this or this? And so it's so important to develop that relationship. Now, talk about there's a lot of network marketers and small business people, and they're worried about websites. Like if you ask them, like, you need, or tell them you need a website, their eyes get all glassy. They're like, oh my god, that's so difficult. But if you're a professional, personal branding professional, or a network marketer or a direct salesperson, you pretty well should have a website, shouldn't you?
Yes, I would say that it's certainly right up there on the marketing asset wish list. Initially, again, if you start simple, LinkedIn is a great website and could certainly function as your website initially before you get your own. There's lots of different things that you can do on LinkedIn. It is a marketing vehicle. Let's remember that. A lot of people, you know, put their resume and it looks like you're reading a resume. And while your resume is certain, the facts that are on your resume are certainly on your LinkedIn, the presentation is a little bit different. It is a way to showcase yourself and your company, and a great place to ask people for those recommendations, you know, testimonials, to ask for those recommendations so that when you're ready to get a website, you won't be looking at a blank page thinking, what do I write about? because you will have already started on LinkedIn. You would have already written a little bit about yourself. You have already collected some of those testimonials that you can use on your website. So it's just, I'm always looking for an easy first step. I mean, website, that looks really, really big. What can we do easy that's on the way to getting a website without having to tackle the full website project all in one big bite? Try to break it down into smaller pieces. And LinkedIn is an easy first step, as is Facebook, an easy first step.
Exactly. And I love LinkedIn. Like, if I am sitting at my computer during the day, my LinkedIn is always open. It's the one that's always open. My Twitter's not open all the time. My Facebook's not open all the time, not even my email. But my LinkedIn is. And can I recommend another one? It's called branded.me. And branded.me makes a website for you out of your LinkedIn profile that kind of looks cool and looks like a website. And it's free. So branded.me, it'll take your LinkedIn profile and make it into a nice website for you. So that is a great tool. But yeah, you can start with LinkedIn. That's where business people hang. If you're selling something, unless you're selling direct sales to homeowners, but even homeowners are on LinkedIn, professionals. So if you're on LinkedIn and you look good with enough recommendations, you know, a solid description profile and good picture, all the things required for a great LinkedIn profile, you could go months, 6 months before ever having to think of a website, because LinkedIn is very, very good, and it's a great search engine. If someone searches Tom Cunningham, LinkedIn is one of the top two or three that show up.
A great place to start.
I love about how you talk about simplifying the process, because, oh my gosh, in 5 years of being online, I made a lot of mistakes, so simplifying is amazing. And then I worked for 4 years for a management consultant, and everything was process, create processes. And so if you can simplify the process to make it most efficient and effective, especially for people who don't want to spend their life on social media and aren't experts at it, that will make a lot of sense to salespeople, network marketers, small business people of any sort. Talk a little bit about that, simplifying the process for them.
It is, you know, simplifying the process is very important. And once you have a process documented, then you can duplicate the process. Another thing that I find a lot of small business people struggle with is training new staff or training people to do some of the repetitive tasks that it takes to do a business. A lot of times what they'll say to me is, oh, but I just don't have the time. You know, I've got to sit with this person. I've got to train them. There's all this work. And they said, I know, but if you had the process documented, if you just took a few minutes every day and said, okay, I'm going to go to my LinkedIn. This is what I do. Write that process down, the one that you've perfected by using in your business. Now, when you go to train somebody, you can hand them a process. You can hand them a manual and say, this is what we do. We've identified the road that we're on. So at least when we leave the road, we know we've left the road. And when it comes to giving a review of someone, you have something to measure that person against. They either followed the process or they didn't follow the process. And the good news is they may perfect even further your process. They may be better in an area or more concentrated on a task. They find better ways of doing it. So there's a lot to be said about first identifying and documenting a process as a first step towards refining process. When at the end of the day, in the far future, you go to sell a business, you have something to sell, because it's not all in your head. It's actually a documented, written down, that you could hand to somebody and they would be able to run the business after you're gone. So you have something to sell in the end.
Wow, that's amazing. And when you have those processes developed, that's exactly what happens. If you die or have to go on a 3-week trip and somebody has to run your business, you have documented the most efficient and effective processes. And so now you can work on your business instead of in your business. And I had written a little note when you were speaking as well. A lot of things, and you spoke about it, you can create something once and then use it repeatedly over and over. Templates. If you're going to send basically 90% the same email to a bunch of people, save that as a template and then change the first two sentences. But many things that we do over and over, we can just create ways of making it simpler. And I think that's a big part of your process as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely. It's all about simplifying the process and getting it systematic, because then you can handle more. It doesn't take as long.
Right, exactly. And that's the main thing. It doesn't take as long. For instance, when I invite people to Journey to Success Radio to be interviewed, I have a template that I use, and I just change a few things. And so it saves me rewriting it every time. And so prospecting emails can be like that. You could even write out voicemails that are a series of voicemails so that you just edit or moderate a little bit with each one. So if you can develop things once and then use them repeatedly, you're saving yourself a lot of time and effort as well. Now, Cheryl, for sure people are going to be like, okay, I'm a prospect for Cheryl. I know what I need to do. I'm a salesperson. I'm a network marketer. I'm a direct salesperson. And I sell. I need to follow up and I'm overwhelmed. I guess it's for them, the best way to contact you would be by phone or through your website. And then from there, what do? Do you have a online Skype or Google Hangout meeting or a phone call with them? What do you do for you both to know that, okay, what I'm looking for is the same thing that Cheryl does, and I believe that she can do it for me?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. There probably are people out there who are interested in getting some more information. I mentioned before that you can go to the website, Kickstart Your Company. There is a free business growth strategies report that you can download there. And then it is followed up with different follow-up that tell you a little bit about myself, some of the clients that I work with, some of the programs that I offer. I run a conversations with an expert entrepreneur, so you'll hear some people who have been interviewed. I also run masterminds on a regular basis. They are $98 a session. They will have 6 sessions. And at the beginning of each session, I teach how to follow up the first step of the business growth positioning system. I'll teach that first step, and then we'll have a round table discussion. And then you'll go away during that week and implement what you have learned so that when you come back the next week, you'll be able to ask questions. I think we've all had that experience where we've learned something and it seems simple and you thought, I have this down. I understand what I'm supposed to do. But when you try to implement it, that's where the problems occur. And you don't maybe know how to get around this problem and solve this problem so that you can move ahead. That's why the masterminds on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis is a great idea, because you can come back and get answers to your questions and help. If you actually need help to implement it, we can offer that to you as well. So that is on the website. It's under mastermind. So it's kickstartyourcompany.com/mastermind. And I also do one-on-one sessions. They are called Discover Your Next Step, where I'll sit down with you and look at your current follow-up or prospecting process.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. And you have a newsletter. I just subscribed to your newsletter, Business Growth Strategies Report. So that's a good way to follow up with you as well. And then kickstartyourcompany.com. So different ways that you can follow up and find out, are you two a match? You can obviously only help people if they're looking for the specialty and the expertise that you have. So, but at least lots of ways for people to get a hold of you as well and develop their own prospecting system and process and then be able to implement it. And talking about mastermind, the top, there's 17 success principles Napoleon Hill identified, but the top 4 are in order, and they're definiteness of purpose, which would help with a call with you. You know, what is my purpose as a network marketer, a salesperson, business person? Then there's mastermind. It's number 2. It's the second most important principle. It's the one that Andrew Carnegie, who asked Hill to develop the philosophy, used the most. Andrew Carnegie would have been the richest man of all time, and he said he knew nothing about, really almost nothing, about the manufacturing of steel. He owned U.S. Steel. And he actually had experts in running a business, a steel business, from around the world, paid them well, and he knew very little. But because he had such a powerful mastermind, he was able to develop a fortune that even in today's time would have been the richest in the world. And so mastermind groups are enormously important, and you get to really use the intelligence, wisdom, and ideas from other people. Even if they're not in your industry, they could come up with things that just blow you away. So talk about mastermind groups a little more, because you can tell I'm pretty enthusiastic about those.
Yeah, they really are. Masterminds really are great. What I found is most important is the first thing that you said, which is definiteness of purpose. You have to be very focused on what the purpose is, which is one of the reasons why I've structured it the way that I have. Rather than getting together to talk about different aspects of a many different businesses, this one is focused on a specific process, a business process that every business has, a foundational process. So that way we can all talk about how we're going to get around the challenge of implementing that process. I'm sure we've all had the experience where we've gone to a mastermind, and many people use that word, and that is the number one thing I find with masterminds, is to be very definite about the specific intent of what we plan to accomplish here.
Exactly, exactly right. The more definite and specific your purpose, the better. It's better to put all your laser focus on a narrow target. And the number one thing I love about a definite purpose is it allows you the decision to ignore a lot of stuff. And that's important, because there's so many things we can pay attention to. But when you have a strong, burning, specific desire and purpose, you may be interested in something, but you're not going to invest valuable time away from your purpose to find it, right?
Yeah. Decreases the overwhelm as well. If you can just focus on two or three top things that you want to accomplish in this next quarter, that next 3 months, then you're going to accomplish those things because you're focused on them. Because there are so many things, you're absolutely right. There's so many things that are vying for our attention these days. And, you know, so many people just continue to go networking because it's fun. They feel like they're accomplishing something and they're collecting more and more and more business cards. But back at the office, they're just getting more and more overwhelmed. You know, so it's a good idea to have a definite purpose.
Right, exactly. And I've kind of got to that place. I go to less and less things, but I develop deeper and deeper relationships with people I meet because of my CRM, my various follow-up methods, and my desire to serve before I ever ask for anything in return. And so I love the things that you're talking about. I'm looking forward to your getting the newsletter, Business Growth Strategies Report. And people, it doesn't hurt to have a phone call or online meeting. Yeah. Initial one's free. And nobody... Cheryl doesn't want to do business if what you're looking for is not exactly what she can help you with. And you want to make sure as well on your end, because there's a lot of confusion out there with this topic, that you're working with the right person as well. So kickstart your company, that's .com, a good spot. And you get a lot of information on there. So I've been on there. I'm looking around, poking around, signed up for the newsletter, and I suggest you do that too. Thanks so much for joining me today, Cheryl. As I said, I have my journal open, and I have a full page of notes. So I got a lot out of it, and I know a lot of people that listen to the show are network marketers, salespeople, small business owners, and this is right up their alley. So thank you so, so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Tom, for having me. It's really been my pleasure. My passion is to really help people to become better at follow-up. So it's my pleasure to be here today.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Success Radio. If you or anyone you know would like to be interviewed for the show, email Tom at tomtutall.com for details.